Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry, I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. On most Sundays, we affirm our faith by saying the Nicene Creed, which begins with, "We believe." This beginning and further affirmations within the Nicene Creed makes it the creed of the Christian church. It is what the church believes. When we say the Apostles' Creed, which we normally say during morning prayer and evening prayer, or when we reaffirm our baptismal covenant, and we will say again today, we say, "I believe," thereby taking individual ownership of each word, sentence, and thought it contains. But do we take the time to think about what we believe, or do we just say the words without much thought? This holy season of Lent is a wonderful time to think about what we believe as a part of the body of Christ called St. Matthias, and to think about what we believe as individual followers of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Today, let's focus on John 3:16-17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Those verses tell us God loves the world, and since you are part of the world, God loves you as well. We human beings like to ask questions. We especially like to ask questions about God. What does God look like? What does God's color of God's skin, what is it? What does God smell like? And those are good questions to ask since we are made in the image of God. But when someone asks us questions such as, "Do you believe God loves the world?" we immediately start looking for a way out of the conversation, about as quickly and as politely as possible. After all, it's difficult to say with a straight face that God loves this noisy, disgusting world we've filled with restaurants, stores, runways, motorways, aircraft, rockets, televisions, computers, cell phones, automobiles, advertising, plastic flowers, junk food, sonic booms, wars, injustice, poverty, human trafficking, starvation, and almost mountain-sized landfills. But we can say God loves the world when we believe in and live out what we profess to be true. Christ was sent into the world to save the world instead of condemning it, even though there's a lot to condemn, and that will remain true until we realize that we are both the problem and we are the solution. But can we by ourselves stop climate change, pollution, and ever-growing landfills? Can we by ourselves end wars, prejudices, and anger? Can we by ourselves eliminate poverty, homelessness, and hunger? We cannot put an end to any of those. But we can, with God's help, change our thoughts, our words, and our behaviors, which will in turn positively change our hearts, our relationships, and God's world. Rochelle Goodrich, in her book, Smile Anyway, quotes verse and grumblings for every day of the year, has her own spin on my answer to those questions. One smile has the power to calm fears, soften stone walls, warm a cold heart, invite a new friend, mimic a loving hug, beautify the bearer, lighten heavy loads, promote good deeds, brighten a gloomy day, comfort a grieving spirit, offer hope to the forlorn, send a message of caring, lift the downtrodden soul, patch up invisible wounds, weaken the hold of misery, act as a medicine for suffering, attract the companionship of angels, fulfill the human need for recognition. Who knew changing the world could be so simple? Who knew changing the world could be so simple? It is God through Christ, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, that changes our lives one moment at a time, so that others will know God loves them and God loves the world. This means you and I were not put on this earth to be a curse. We were not put on this earth to be a curse. Instead, we are put on this earth to be a blessing. And we cannot do that if we do not return God's love for us and in turn love ourselves. And if that's not the way we're feeling, then it will benefit us to ask ourselves, do I believe God loves me? Do I believe God loves me? Answering with anything other than a yes means the world has conditioned us to think less of ourselves until we can no longer love ourselves. Therefore, we need to recondition how we think about ourselves until we see ourselves as the beautiful image God sees. To begin the process of seeing and loving yourself as God sees and loves you, Stephanie LaHart wrote, "Above everything else, genuinely love yourself first. Self-love is powerful and it's the best love you will ever have. When you love who you are, your relationships will be healthier and your life will be happier. Self-love sets the standard in how we allow others to treat us and how we treat ourselves. Your happiness and well-being is important. Protect it always by valuing who you are. You are very valuable. You are the most valuable thing in your life, and you are valuable in God's eyes. You are not a piece of mass-produced junk. You are a treasure to God. And when you live into your proclamation, I believe, you will know that what Holy Scripture says is true, that God loves you so very much that he gave his only son to die on the cross for you to be saved, and that you are wonderfully made in the image of God. You are wonderfully made in the image of God. God is love and we are his children. There is no room for fear in love. We love because he loved us first. Therefore, we are called to love God, to love one another, and to love our neighbors as we love ourselves." And now, as in closing, I want you to pray this prayer with me silently, as if you were praying it for yourself. Let us pray. Dear God, you are capable of all things. You are the Prince of Peace, the Almighty Healer and Protector. Holy Spirit, I ask you today to guide my thoughts, heart, and actions so my life is a testament to you. Lord, grant me patience, selflessness, and peace today. Healer, cleanse me from the evil thoughts of selfishness that so easily creep into my mind. Jesus, protect my heart. Keep it pure and full of love and honor. Holy Spirit, guide my decisions with your ultimate knowledge and remind me that your way is best. May I be an example of your love and forgiveness today and forevermore. Amen. We'll now observe a moment of silence for